add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Our kitchens are the soul of health and home, so we're combing through cupboards, cabinets, and over counters to find out if that's really true.
Academy Award and Golden Globe nominee, author, and bona fide yogi Marielle Hemingway joins us to talk food, fitness, and more.
Jeff Devlin, host of HGTV's Spice Up My Kitchen, pulls up a chair and tells us about his latest homework assignment.
It's been said that all good parties end up in the kitchen. Well, that's where ours starts today.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
You are inside My Fix It Up Life today with my Fix It Up husband.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa. Hi, and happy birthday.
Thank you, darling. It is my birthday, and I had the pleasure last night of my 2-year-old getting up around 11 p.m. to bring in my new birth year with me. He was up till about 2 a.m. with me.
Cool. Well, I'll be there to pick up the pieces when you doze off today during the show.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm one of those people that I don't fall asleep. Like, I'm not going to be tired today, but tomorrow I am just going to be just like a mess, an absolute mess.
I'm tired today and tomorrow. And I will still be dusting up anyway.
Dusting up?
Picking up the pieces.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I gotcha. Well, you know, it was nice that he wanted to spend, you know, the first hours of my birthday with me.
Yeah, that's lovely.
He was telling me stories. He was crying. He was giggling. It was wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm so sorry I missed out.
And he has a new blog on our website today, myfixituplife.com.
Check out Jack's blog.
Have you checked it out yet today?
I have not checked it out today.
Oh, it's a pretty good one. I have to say.
We have some terrific guests coming up on our show today.
We do. I am psyched because we had the pleasure of actually interviewing Marielle Hemingway. And if you're as old as we are, you know who she is from. Like, she was in the eight, like everything in the 80s and 90s, basically.
She did all kinds of stuff. I mean, hyper popular.
Oh, my. You know who she is. And she's gorgeous and so fit. And that's because she practices yoga. And
among other things.
Among other things.
I mean, healthy
she
lifestyle.
Eats right.
It's not like you can, you know, eat 13 packs of Oreos and do some yoga and be okay.
Well, you should go to her website, marielleskitchen.com, and check out all of her books and her advice about healthy living. And her whole thing is do what works best for you. So we got a chance to interview her at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show when we were at the Cambria booth. And oh, my goodness, Cambria.
Counters that would
surfaces,
make you,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they even made a bathroom mirror frame out of that stuff.
That's very cool.
Fantastic.
And we also had the pleasure of interviewing Philadelphia native Jeff Devlin from Spice Up My Kitchen.
I don't even like Devlin. What was pleasurable about that?
But we chatted with him also at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show at the Marilat booth, and we played, well, you'll hear his interview later on in the show.
Let's not give up the ghost right now.
No, but his brother, Dave Devlin, is a local musician, and some of his music's been on, I think, some parts of like some MTV shows and everything. So we play a couple of his songs on our radio show too.
Oh yeah, Jeff was fired up about that.
Totally.
We also have some free stuff clicking through.
Oh my goodness. There you can vote right now for the who's going to win the Stoke Quattro gas grill. You can vote through July 22nd.
And that's Stoke STOK.
Totally awesome.
Thing rocks.
It is. And we actually showed it off at the NBC 10 show a few weeks ago, too.
They were so amped that once we finished our segment, You're like, can we have this?
Well, they didn't ask for it.
Can we give it away?
We offered it as a freebie Friday, and they were very excited. Like, they couldn't believe that we were offering it to them
as a freebie
Friday.
Because I saw them drooling over it.
They were.
Yeah. They didn't ask directly.
No. Their eyes said it.
Yes.
So, and we're also giving away the Troy Built Pony Lawn Tractor, and you can enter to win until July 20th, and we're going to announce the winner of that the first Saturday of August.
Yes, and this is Troy Built's most popular lawn tractor. They sell more of these to more people than any other model of any other tractor they have.
And they're gorgeous.
It's hyper popular. I've gone with hyper twice. I got to get away from that little moniker right there. I'll say it later. I might go with Uber. But this thing's great.
It's Uber hyper cool.
It's been redesigned, so it's got some better features than older models. And you got grass, you got to get it cut with the pony.
Well, and we've been spending some time this week doing a lot of trim, projects this week.
Oh, man. Crown, base, case, rosettes, fluted casing.
Yes.
Really enjoyed it. Beadboard.
Yes.
We use Fipon, PVC, and urethane.
Oh, my goodness. We used a 6-inch crown that was gorgeous. Mark was saying, you know, he wasn't quite sure it was going to fit in the living room that we're putting it in, but you know, now that it's in, it looks like it's been there all along, like it belongs there. And I love it when that happens.
It took an empty space and made it absolutely stately. And I'm going to create a space right now as we take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn your kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
Forget messy mortar. Bondera Tile Mat Set is a pressure-sensitive adhesive that comes on a roll.
Peel the liner, place your tile, grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful and easy with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for videos and more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life. And you know what else is not inconsequential?
Fix It Up Finds.
Well, 2 minutes.
Boom! Boom!
I want to throw out a number.
Boom!
I want to throw out a number.
I don't know. I'm in the boom cycle.
Okay.
Now we have to go. We just have to see it through.
Well, the number that I want to throw out is 2 million.
Okay, that's just a random number.
It is. Sub-Zero Wolf. And you can, like, find them at Twitter, at Sub-Zero Wolf. Tweeted, 2 million is the number of ice cubes.
You're saying the word wolf, right? As in sheep's clothing?
Yeah,
as
totally. That's their Twitter handle.
I misunderstood you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think I said?
Woof.
Woof?
Woof, woof.
Oh, it's like I can't say bowl.
Bowl.
I know.
I don't want to make fun of you for talking while you're articulate.
There's like an extra vowel in there. I don't know why. It's like bowl, but it's actually bowl, right?
Yeah, bowl.
Bowl. It hurts my tongue. Now, they tweeted that 2 million is the number of ice cubes created for a Sub-Zero test cycle, which is the equivalent of, get this, Mark.
I'm listening.
20 years of flawless ice making.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, 20 years of ice making is 2 million ice cubes. Pretty cool, right?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of ice cubes. Can you imagine how many glasses of lemonade you can make with that?
Or cocktails.
Bring it.
I know. So, but today's my birthday, so I can say cocktails.
Yes, you can.
Well, the other thing I want to share, too, is that, you know, we went to...
I have a segue.
Oh, what's your segue?
For my Fix It Up find.
What's
you can't even make this up.
What?
I'm going off the playlist.
I know. I see you working your droid right now.
Droid. I'm a droid man, which I don't even know what
whoever
that means.
He's like texting right now. Can you stop texting my husband? We're on a radio show.
Well, there's a lot of things that happen all on the label of a Narragansett beer box that actually weaves into the theme of our show, the theme of our lives.
I'm taking a deep meditative
breath. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
In honor of Marielle.
You shouldn't. The Narragansett beer is a beer from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And it's sold around New England and evidently around here.
And they have the funnest caps, too. Like, you take the cap off the beer and they're like little word, like little puzzles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little like picture puzzles, I guess. Anyway, their slogan is made on honor, sold on merit.
Okay.
Now, that's kind of a leave it better than you found it kind of mojo.
Yes.
But what I also like is while they have that, and I'm going to post this on my Facebook page, it also says, hi, neighbor, have a Gansett.
Okay. How's that a segue from 2 million ice cubes?
What are you going to keep the beer cold with on your birthday?
Oh, a bunch of ice cubes. I'm not going to drink beer on my birthday.
So you're wound too tight. You're like afraid of something that's going to happen, and we're losing the energy here.
Yes. I want to go to New Jersey right now. Take me to New Jersey and the headquarters for American Standard. Remember we went there a little bit ago?
That place was in space credible.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have, like, the best bathrooms of any, like, office building I've ever gone to.
Because they actually use it as a design space so it can actually function as a real bathroom.
Well, and they have this really cool thing on. I blogged about it on our website, myfixituplife.com, the Generations Vanity. And it's actually looks like a drawer inside of a sink base. But it's not a drawer. It's a step. So you pull it out like it's an integrated step, which is the awesomest thing for mommies because everyone has the little step for the children so that they can wash their hands and brush their teeth. But that step is never where you want it to be.
No.
It's either in the way when you go into the bathroom.
It's always in the way.
Or it's in the child's room, or it's in their closet, or wherever it's located. But this makes it be where it needs to be.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just push it in with your toe.
Now, I'm going to stay in New Jersey for another find.
Okay,
let's stay in New Jersey because I was really psyched to learn about that the HGTV Green Home winner is from New Jersey.
Green, not dream.
Green, yes. Yeah. And Debbie, she won the 2011 grand prize, which is an eco-friendly single-family home in Denver.
Sweet.
She also won a GMC Terrain and $100,000. Pretty cool, right?
You know how many lift tickets to Aspen, Vail, Snowmass you can buy with 100 Gs and a free house?
I don't think I would spend my money on that.
Oh, wait, if you ever went to those towns, you would just weep for the beauty.
Well, I have been to some of those places.
You have been?
Yeah.
You've been to Aspen?
No.
Vail?
Why are we having
Snowmass?
A quiz?
Because you just told me you were at these places.
I've been near there, and I've seen the mountains, and it's nice, but I don't ski. I've never skied. I don't weep for skiing. I don't...
It's not the skiing. It's the beauty of the whole place.
It is beautiful. But I'd rather go shopping. I've never go shopping.
It's
I'd rather be
world-class shopping in these places. That's why I'm telling you about it.
Have a cozy time.
Anyway,
I'm going to go.
I can't follow you.
I'm going to Chicago now.
All right.
Because the Urban Oasis, the HGTV Urban Oasis, is in Chicago this year in the Trump Tower, and you can start entering to win it on August 18th, and they're going to have a special at the end of the month, but you can go on right now and check it out. It's designed by Vern Yip, and the house planner, Jack Thomason, who does the Green Home, the Dream Home, and the Urban Oasis also.
That guy clearly doesn't sleep.
No, he works really hard.
And you really like Vern Yip's view.
I've always loved Vern Yip, and I would love to have him on our show, but I would love to know what your fix-it-up finds are, dear.
Sure. Well, besides NarragansettBeer.com, which I mentioned earlier, I've always wanted to build, and I like the idea of platform beds. You know, they're just kind of a box, very sleek, very clean lines. But the problem with them is you either have to build giant drawers to get into the space inside, or you lose all that space underneath. However, I saw some piece of hardware at woodworker.com, that's Woodworker Supply Catalog, that actually enables you to lift the top of the bed with the mattress on it, sort of like a big giant car hood, so that you can gain access to that space and still have that awesome modern look in a cool woodworking project.
Kind of like a Murphy bed on the floor.
Kind of like a Murphy bed on the floor.
Nice. I like that.
That's terrific. Well, you know what?
What do I know?
Ham-handed segue to a break we're about to take.
All
we'll
right.
Be back in a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Job I work, they wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. If you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and I'm with my husband Mark.
I'm with my wife Teresa, and we start every show where we say it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
It's all happening now on
My Fix It Up. It's all happening now.
It's all happening now, and we are sitting with a very handsome man.
I know.
Did Eric come? Is Eric here yet?
A very handsome man.
And one of the world's most self-effacing men.
Yes, Mr. Jeff Devlin.
Thank you very much.
Yes, from Spice Up My Kitchen. And I want to know, you know what? I want to know.
Don't hesitate to not complete a thought, because I know exactly what's happening.
So does
Jeff, obviously.
If you have a favorite spice, did people ask you that?
A favorite spice?
Spice up my kitchen. Has anyone ever asked you that before?
I can honestly say that's the first time I've heard that.
Seriously?
That's a lot with, you know what I mean?
And you know what's funny? I can't cook to save my life.
Oh, really?
And I don't eat very much.
But how many kitchens have you renovated?
It's over 100.
Yeah?
Over 100 in a little amount of time.
Yeah, in what? A couple years, right?
In two years, we got done over 80 kitchens. And then, you know, sporadic ones here and there.
There are remodeling contractors that say kitchen and bath on their on their business card kitchens in a career.
Well, you know what? I think I came across everything that could possibly go wrong with a kitchen. Everything.
You
got 80 different scenarios. Every house is different. Every wiring.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's exciting because everyone is different. And every time you walk in there, you might be putting in similar products that you think are this similar.
Right.
But then, you know, we're getting to touch some latest and greatest toys, if you will, and put them in people's houses, touch them maybe for the first time.
Right.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, wait a second, that wall, what the heck happened? Or that wiring's, and then, you know, things take time, unfortunately.
So when you come home.
Home? What's that?
To your family, to your wife.
Yes, my loving wife.
Now, what does she say? You know, you've been out
Jeff, helping do the dishes.
All of those people renovate, and I know you have projects going on at home.
You know what? We stopped the honey-do list a little bit ago. yeah. just because it got so long. But, you know, I do my best.
There wasn't enough storage for the list in your home?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, we have an old house, so there's no closets. That was the first thing. Like, I need somewhere to put my stuff. So I basically just went out one day. There was a garage sale. I saw, like, a pine a wardrobe cabinet thing, like an old-fashioned one.
Yeah.
It was, like, $25. And I'm like,
grab
this
it.
Is it. I'll redo it. I'll fix it all up.
Yeah. How's that project going?
Well, let's just say our clothes are in it. And she's sort of happy for the time being.
Well,
she's a saint. She's
well,
definitely
good.
A saint. She, you know, we chose to do the old house, the history thing, and it seemed so awesome early on.
Yeah.
It seemed like a great idea.
It's hard.
History, though. Have you given your dad's tools back yet?
Actually, you know what's funny?
Okay.
I got another one the other day.
Seriously?
I got another one.
You stole another one of your dad's tools?
We're calling it borrowing.
Uh-huh.
It was an old...
How long have you had them? The both
well, see,
of them?
I got to say, my dad never used them. So technically stealing is... If it was like a car, I could see where I could be held accountable.
Okay. But they're just sitting there?
Yeah, he's got some just old, cool stuff in there. So I rehabbed... He had an old wooden plane that was just sitting there. And again, you know... I can sharpen a plane very well, but the iron on this one wasn't any good. But I got a replacement iron.
Right.
You can find it on the internet nowadays.
The blade in a plane is called an iron.
Yeah. Thank you. But just really kind of, and you know, it might not be something, and I have tried using it, and I got to tweak it a little bit.
Right.
But it's something that I can put on the shelf, and I look at it, and it just kind of reminds me every day when you're working or anything like that. It's about taking your time, doing it right, and making sure, you know, it's a piece of history, and I love touching that sort of stuff.
Awesome.
I get all emotional. Am I crying?
Yeah.
I think he is tearing up a little bit.
I think he's weeping. Jeff, this isn't psychotherapy.
Well, you know what?
Or if you think it is, you came to the wrong place.
So we're here at the Kitchen and Bath Show, and I want to know, you've been filming the whole time.
Because...
And I'm not going to ask what you're filming for, but I want to know what you've seen that you've loved.
And I'm going to ask you what you're filming for. Who cares what you've seen that you've
loved? Why don't we start with the filming for?
Okay.
I'm here, DIY. I'm getting to get to go back onto DIY. I think it's a cool thing. It's a new show coming out. Can't say the name. Can do nothing more than that. So we'll put a topper on it. Zipica.
But will you come back and tell
Zipica?
Us what it is?
Yes.
When
as soon as I can come back on your radio show, I will. I'm a local. I'll show up at your door one day and be like, guess what I can say?
We don't do our show in our house.
Well,
but that's okay. Come by anyway.
We can pre-tape it. We can pre-tape it
totally.
In your living room.
That's
hot. I have a Mr. Microphone. We can jam out.
Mr. Microphone.
We can jam out.
Hey, good looking.
Yeah.
Doesn't he get an accent in that commercial?
He had me at Hey Good Looking. I was like, that is the best line.
Not talking to you. That's a commercial from Mr. Microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm alone. I'm alone in this world. Okay.
Well, talk about tangents.
So Mr. Microphone, wonderful and everything.
We're reminiscing about our childhood.
That's great. Yeah, hold hands and weep and everything.
There's none
but
of that.
I want to know what you have liked here.
I saw one thing that I thought was just extremely cool.
Okay.
And it was from Daltos, a slate product. It's real slate. And it's a veneer. It's a 16th inch thick. It can be applied with contact cement. It can be sprayed on. It can be cut with a scissor.
No, scissor. I like that you said scissor.
Yeah.
And I also like that you can cut with one.
Yeah, you can cut with a scissor as opposed to scissors. See, we're the language people.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know what you said.
My head is down.
I wasn't even listening.
I felt like I just peed on the plant in the corner. Sorry.
So what do you do with it?
It's a veneer. I mean, you could think about a backsplash. And putting up each individual tile of slate now, you cut your roll because it comes in a roll.
Yeah, like how does it come?
It comes in, you roll it out like wrapping paper or something
It literally is the most simplest thing in the world. It's like, say you're wrapping the wall, but you just unroll it, contact adhesive, cut it, and they say you can use unconventional tools to put it in. I love that word because I can see my grandma over there with super glue or something like that.
but it
really does stick with anything. I wouldn't try the staple gun, but I think what's cool about it is now you're able to use scissors to cut the product so people aren't having to go out and get the wet salt.
Yeah.
And now say you want to do an accent wall. You want to do an accent the entire wall. The seams, because it's such a thin veneer, the seams kind of vanish. So now you're just applying it to the wall. Really cool. And it's slate, so you got to seal it, even though it's a 16th of an inch thick.
It's like tile
and it's
that's
real
like
slate.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's wallpaper, that's slate.
Exactly.
That's
how.
So, and that what's cool about that for me is like now you can give people that look of slate, or DIYers out there can really kind of do stuff that they might. Some people aren't going to go out and rent a tile saw.
Okay.
But you know, somebody sitting at home, either a husband, a wife, wife, a kid or something like that is like, you know what, I really want to do something different with my wall. And now they can do it. And all they need is a pair of scissors.
You could Amazing. Do a chair rail detail with just one buys in yeah. a bathroom.
Yes.
You register it off the sink or
that's
in between
hot.
The...
And that's doll tile.
Doll tile.
Okay. We'll have to definitely check that out.
Wow.
So give me something else that's hot. Besides you boys.
I'm going to say the Kohler toilet.
Jeff,
pretty,
put your shirt yeah. back on. Okay. Crying out loud.
The Kohler toilet, the new me,
uh-huh.
that's pretty wild.
Well, it's got its own viewing room.
It has its own building. You know, I don't know why I'm drawn to that sort of stuff.
What they mean is the toilet itself, you don't require a new building to put in your
house.
Oh,
no.
Within the Kohler booth here,
yes.
they've got it set off in a separate room.
So it's like yes. the VIP lounge of toilets.
I'm glad
yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Because people
it's
the way, have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the way it should be. When I walk into a room, it should be like well illuminated in a building just for me.
Yeah.
So I walked in there, I felt...
The Jeff room.
Yeah. You know what? Over in the Kohler, I'm user 3, just so you know. User 3.
I
it's
don't
got
want
lights.
Jotting
it's got,
that down.
It's got lights, heated seat, sensors, so you can walk up, you can go to the bathroom completely hands-free. It like cleans itself. It's got this ultraviolet thing. It's got a bidet in it as well. I mean, literally, it is like the Cadillac of toilets.
There is a lot to be
Pretty
said.
Pretty cool. Pretty
there is
cool.
a lot to be said for the bidet feature.
Or
as I call it, the bidet.
The bidet?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Jeff
yeah.
being from the well-read region of Philadelphia.
Yes.
So
yeah.
do you still have your website, jeffdevlin.net? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, jeffdevlin.net.
Okay.
It's still up. You'll see some of the fun things that I do on there.
Any new projects that you've posted lately?
You know what? I'll be honest. I'm lazy.
Jeff
I'm lazy,
Bailiwick so. Is, he's a woodworker.
Yes.
Right.
So.
I've definitely, woodworking is what I love to do. But for the most part, if you go to the website, you'll check that out as well. You can see all the different things and keep up with what I'm doing.
Any steamy photos of you?
I no.
mean, that was Teresa told me that.
You'll
ask.
Never see any steamy photos of me. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ever.
So what's next? What
breaks.
Was the last project you did?
I just completed a... I'd like to say basement, but I snuck in a couple after that. But I guess the last biggest product was a basement.
Basement?
With your help, I used literally the technology that you taught me from one of the other shows with the track.
With the bottom track and the wood stud?
You know what? Pressure treated always. When you're going to the basement, throw the pressure treated down, liquid nails it,
yes.
put up, build
yes.
the wall. You know, I'm not saying that was bad or anything like that, but I just like your system of actually
it's
putting
fast.
The metal track down. Bam, 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 bam. Roofing nail. I was like, yeah. I was like, I was giggling a little.
You know, I love that you guys love each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have our little laugh.
And they're talking about A&E's drill team
yep.
that aired, I think, last summer.
Yes.
Yes.
Greatest
yeah,
episode ever, right, Mark?
No, it was the greatest episode of television in American history.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a museum.
Drill team.
Oh, yeah.
In a museum.
It's totally been archived everywhere. I mean,
I was on
why
that
wouldn't
for
it?
A solid 28 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But his Easy. Pythons were on there for 28 seconds. You
That's
see him,
right.
Rah.
Hey, somebody call a vet. These pythons are sick.
Oh, you
Lord.
Didn't. You didn't,
yeah.
dude. You
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeff and I are going to leave, I think.
Yeah.
And we have to go to break, too, darling. So
yeah,
we're going to have to say goodbye
pythons are ill.
To Jeff, and we'll see you back in Philadelphia.
See you another day. down my emotions. Battles ever size. I am moving in slow motion. And I am moving in slow motion. Ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba 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 da ju wa ba. You might be open minded. You might be out of reach. I am so overexcited.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Kevin, I'm feeling fine sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
And my fabulous wife, Teresa.
Oh, I love that.
Here in the Cambria booth. Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are here.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
Their symbol is a griffin, by the way, which both inspires and terrifies me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and the voice you hear.
Oh, the voice you hear.
Is a special guest.
Yes.
Oscar-winning actress. Who's impressed? She's
nominated.
Impressed with her. She's like, yeah, hey, yeah, I did that.
Yes.
Author.
And a yogi Are you a yogi?
Yes, indeed I am.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's been some debate, by the way. I was going to try
to And her name is?
No, the debate is...
Oh, you're just going to list all of everything
yourself.
She's ever done in
Maybe
her entire
we'll just
life.
Talk the whole time and just have people guess.
And thanks for joining us.
Whoever can guess wins a prize.
Yeah.
Ah, exactly.
I better not say it. Cambria Kitchen.
Don't kill me. Too funny.
Now, I'm going to say Marielle Hemingway.
Yes.
Would is that the appropriate... The
Marielle. Yes.
Marielle. Okay.
Yes, that would be me.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. So
I did just get announced as Muriel. I didn't. I should have corrected him, but he was too sweet, and I just couldn't.
That's what I was afraid of.
No. Marielle.
Yes. Marielle Hemingway. Yep. Okay.
We get it a lot with our last name. Our last name is Clement, so we get Clement, Clemente, Clements.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad. I never want to correct anyone.
I just
roll with it.
Well.
Okay. You added some letters to my name. That's cool. Whatever. So I'm very excited to meet you, and I just am excited that you're here at the Kitchen and Bath Show, too, because I was surprised you were here at first, and then with all of your healthy lifestyle, all of the books that you do, it makes sense. It absolutely makes sense that you're here. And
cool.
So what have you seen here at the show that has dazzled you?
Dazzled me.
Because you dazzle me. I want to know what's dazzling to you.
Well, to be quite honest, I spoke at the Scripps thing, and then I came over to Cambria. So what dazzles me is Cambria, because I've only seen Cambria. But
okay.
I actually think it's an amazing product, and that's why I'm affiliated with them.
Okay.
You know, so,
well,
I don't know.
Why don't we start there?
Okay.
Because we have a lot of different questions that we're going to try to stump you on the history of your life. Where were you? No. We've got your book right here. It's Marielle's Kitchen, Simple Ingredients for a Delicious and Satisfying Life, which is very big picture stuff. But how does Cambria play into that healthy living lifestyle?
Well, to be honest, Cambria is not only like a beautiful product,
Fun. You
know, stunningly gorgeous quartz. It's also Green Guard certified. I'm very big environmentalist. It's Green Guard certified. There's no off-gassing. And it's just a beautiful product. And I really believe, like, with Marielle's Kitchen, I talk a lot about, eating locally and the ceremony and ritual behind food. And part of the ceremony and ritual behind food is creating sacred space around in your home. So I really believe that the kitchen is the heart of the home. And, you know, everybody gravitates toward the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's this place of festivity and, you know, and it's ritual. And it's this wonderful ceremonial place. And I think that creating an environment, literally with Cambria, or, you know, what you choose in your environment creates your health and well-being. Because my whole business, even though I am an actress and I'm doing that as well, but my major business in my life, and my partner Bobby Williams, who is not here, but you should meet him too, we're about helping people to become their most authentic, healthy, young, beautiful selves that they already are.
I love that. So, step one, what do I do?
Okay.
All right.
Also,
I can help. I'm sold. I'm buying all of your books.
We only have 8 minutes left. It's going to take 2 hours.
I also have to say, I am so... Rodney Yee is amazing.
Yeah. He is good.
And how did you get involved with him?
I've known Rodney for years.
I've known him for years by watching his DVDs and videos.
On Gaia. Yeah.
So I feel like I know him. Because I do yoga with him.
Yeah,
and he wears those little shorts and everything. So I feel like we have an intimate relationship.
Is this okay with you?
I'm not going to listen.
But you really do know him.
I was his student for many years, and then
how did you get to be his student?
He does retreats all over the world, and
really?
Then we became friends. And I said we should do a yoga video together, and he said yeah. And then Gayam, he works with Gayam, and I know Gayam. I know the head of Gayam.
Yeah.
It just sort of happened.
Wow.
So do you do yoga to us too?
Well, I do have some, I had a baby a few years ago, and I did pregnancy yoga. And then since he's been, like, the not sleeping and stuff, ooh, my workout sort of went away. guy.
We got to get that back.
But I need. I mean, every day I say I need to do yoga. I need to do yoga.
Well,
I need to do
yoga. You know, I always say this to people. I say, you know, we think making time for ourselves is a big sacrifice. We think we don't do it. But honestly, if you make that time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time. It can be 15 minutes more in the morning or something.
Yes, because some of Rodney's yoga practice, that one of the videos I have are the 15-minute practice, which...
And that's the thing. If you just give yourself that time, it gives you time. And you feel so much better. Then you're not doing that thing where like, oh, you know, I haven't been working out. And da, 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 da. You know, and I even tell people that want to start meditating, look, start with 2 to 5 minutes. It's not a big deal. If you do 2 to 5 minutes, it won't kill you.
Right.
You know, because the non-meditators are like, oh, I don't do that. I said, look, all you have to do, close your eyes and listen to your breath. Just breathe. That's all meditation really is.
And that's what I get out of the yoga, too, is that it really does center me. I'm in a better mood when I do it.
Yeah.
I'm happier.
Yeah.
I'm more productive.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of you.
No, it's so true. It's like when you go...
I'm the same with the gym.
Go lift weights, and when he goes running, the whole thing.
People need physical exercise to let go of pent-up energy that they don't need.
Right.
That energy that needs to be shifted into a different space, that's what exercise is for. And it doesn't have to be a lot.
Shift it into another space.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I need to do.
So you said something earlier that I want to circle back on, which is sort of finding the authentic core of who you are. And that sort of speaks to, let me see if I can even make this make sense, that we have a lot of static around us.
Yeah.
And instead of going outward to find that perfect us, it's already in here, and it's about.
Well, my belief is the wonderful, authentic you is already there. I mean, you're like, nobody has to find that. It's not out here. And trust me, I've tried everything out there. Like, I've been to everything. I've tried everything. I've followed every guru. I've gone to India. I've done that. You know, I've chanted my way through a lot of stuff. And to finally realize that I have my own answers for me. What lies in me is best for me. The way that I eat, you know, how I take silence, what I do in my life, I figured out that I know what's good for me. It just took me a long time. I believed everybody knew better for me what was right for me than me.
And where you were plowing through the books and doing all this stuff.
I plowed through books. I followed gurus and psychics and this and that. And I met, you know, and like I said, I've done a lot of stuff to find those simple things. I know the way that I eat that works best for me.
Right.
And there's not one size fits all in the way that you eat. There's not one size fits all in the way that you exercise. Like, you like weight. You know, my boyfriend's very, very similar. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he likes to go. He's like, yoga, all right. You know, he wants to do a little bit of it.
That's true.
He's like, I'd rather go
climb
doing it on the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go climb a mountain and then lift such heavy weight that, you know, like, testosterone's coming out of my nostrils.
I'm not like that at all.
Good, okay.
Not at all.
He was doing push-ups off of sawhorses in our backyard yesterday. So, no, not like that at all.
No, not
extreme.
So was there a time in your life that... sort of saying, all right, health and well-being to the point of writing books. And this is number 4, right?
Number 3. Yes. Number 3.
To the point. See, I got you.
Yes, you got me. Yay.
To the point of writing 3 books, which is a massive commitment.
Well, I'll tell you what actually got me to that point is that I come from a crazy family. I mean, it's a great family. There's like mental illness. There's cancer. There's diabetes. There's this, that, and the other thing. There's 7 suicides. I was a little scared. So my life was about survival. I was like, initially, I was like, I'm trying to find, like, how am I going to survive this crazy family? They're great, but they're also a little nuts. So my way was to, like, I'm going to be obsessed with health. So I did everything in the extreme, you know, all fat, no fat, all fruit, all, you know, all raw, stinky ear. just saying.
I don't even want to know.
I've done eaten every way.
Right.
To find that thing that works for me. And I know that my lifestyle choices have made me healthier in my mind probably more than anything else.
Wow.
Like you said, you know, when you do your yoga, you're more at peace. You just make better decisions.
So what DVD should I buy?
Well, Yoga Now. I have, you know, I did one with...
Because I am no Rodney Yee or Rodney. You in yoga. I am sort of not...
No, but
beginner,
what's nice
but
about Yoga Now is it's very basic, but you get what you need. Because it was designed for somebody that either had 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or half an hour. an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think there's a 50-minute
yoga
as well.
Now.
Yoga Now.
I will buy that.
Awesome.
I will buy that today, actually.
Awesome. I love you.
And then I will get to do yoga with you as well as Rodney.
There you
I mean, seriously.
It's all about the connection.
And I will tell Mark every morning, I got to go hang out with my friend in the attic and do yoga with Marielle.
This time. And you'll know that I'll be rooting you on.
You wear more than just the little shorts, right, that Rodney?
Yes.
Okay. Does he wear the little shorts in the...
Yes, he's very into those little shorts.
Oh, seriously?
It's out of control.
Well, Marielle Hemingway...
Too short for me, but...
I'm sorry to say...
We have to go to break.
Yeah, the radio stuff, you've got to take these breaks, which are horrifying.
I hear you.
But we've got to do it. So we're going to leave you now and come
back. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
You.
And we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reached for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life on this perfect day.
It is. It's wonderful outside today.
It is wonderful, and it has been a nice birthday so far. I can't wait to find out what's going to happen next.
This is it.
This is it?
Yeah, I couldn't go home and go to sleep.
Oh.
Because the rest of this show is brought to you by my third cup of coffee, or sixth.
Oh, well, that sounds really good. Well, I'm just excited. I was enjoying listening to our interview with Marielle Hemingway. She is so delightful, and, you know, I wish we could bring you what we were looking at when we were in the Cambria booth with her, because there was this gorgeous, gorgeous, huge piece of quartz called, they call it the Aberdeen, and it's in their Waterstone collection. It literally looks like lava, this bright orange, gorgeous, huge slab. It was like at least, what, 12 feet long?
I would say 12 by 6, maybe 12 by 5.
Oh, it was taller than me, so it had to have been at least 6 feet tall.
Well, it was on something.
It was, but it was almost on the ground. So, yeah, it was huge. It was gorgeous, very dramatic. They had a lot of very dramatic, gorgeous displays there, but that one caught my eye.
It was just beautiful. And to watch everybody come into, and again, I refuse to use the word booth, but I don't know what to call the Cambria Counter Center at the Kitchen and Bath Show. Everyone's hands went out and immediately, just instinctively, touched all these surfaces.
Because they're gorgeous. You can't not touch them.
Yeah, you're that drawn to them that you have to make contact with them. It's really cool to watch.
Well, I want to throw out another number, too. I threw out a number at the beginning of the show.
I'm a numbers guy.
Okay, except the number 1 trillion.
This has got to be...
This is from another tweet. This is from American Standard, and their Twitter handle is @AmericanStandard. And they say that leaky plumbing wasted 1 trillion gallons of water in the U.S. in homes, just homes, last year. So fix your leaky faucets.
I believe it. Yeah. Water and water conservation are hugely important and going to be more important as we get more people in this country.
Well, and we have a remodeling bath series that we're posting up on our website right now that Mark did for The Old House Web.
That's right, The, capital T-H-E, Old House Web.
And I think the first video in the series is up right now, and the other, it's a three-part series of remodeling a small bathroom and going through all the things you have to think about when you're remodeling a bathroom that is, like, what, 5 feet by...
Well, it.
How big is the bathroom, Mark?
That one was like 5 by 8.5.
Yeah, tiny,
and
tiny.
The smaller they are, the tougher they are. But the content in those videos is relevant for all bathroom remodeling. You know, you have to go through the same phases and stuff like that. And it's not everything you need to know, but it's what I've learned over the course of many years about the process and the things you need to be thinking about and doing when you undertake a full-on bathroom remodel.
Yeah, bathroom remodel, just, and especially for what we did, the bathroom for this series was the only bathroom in the house. So when you're remodeling your only bathroom in your old house, and all of the problems you can discover when you start to take it apart, and all the things you have to fix that you didn't know you wanted to fix.
Right.
Because
right.
You look in your bathroom, you're like, oh, I want to have a new tub. I want to have a new toilet.
Well, can we move the toilet over here 6 inches?
But
can
that's
we...
all great. But yeah. The thing about it is budget is so important, because you don't want to max out your budget on the great new tub or the great new toilet or the whatever, this fancy sink or the shower steam, whatever it is. Because when you open up the walls,
yeah,
there might be other problems in there that you're going to need some cash to solve.
Right, like the previous plumber pretty much sawed out the floor joists. Very common problem. And get a good plumber. Most important guy on the job sometimes.
Yes.
In bathroom remodel, without doubt.
Yeah, you know you had a good plumber when you don't have a problem with any of the plumbing in your house.
And another thing that I want to react to, too, is if you're gun-shy about ripping the whole thing out and you want to do it piecemeal, really examine that instinct. Because while it sounds tougher to just blow the whole thing out of there, it's actually and almost always easier.
To rip it all out.
To rip it all out and start again. Because
well, that's what Mike Holmes does on his show.
Yeah.
And just take it all out, because you can't really trust what the other person did. You know, if you find one problem, there's probably more problems. It's like the whole thing about termites. You see one, there's probably 10 there.
Yeah, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And by the time you're chasing your tail, trying to fix one thing, the next 6 inches has another problem in it, whether it's rotted framing, whether it's stuff that's sunk out of level. Better to just go clean slate.
Yes, but that's very expensive.
It's very expensive, but it's actually cheaper than doing it piece by piece.
Well,
sometimes.
I want to go happy then. Now, we're talking all very serious and everything about, you know, budgets. And
give me free stuff.
No, I want to talk about ice cream.
Of course you do.
Well, you know, our babysitter, Tara, who we love, right?
Absolutely.
She was flipping through a copy of my parenting magazine, and she read this little blurb about something called rock and roll ice cream, that you can make ice cream in a plastic bag. It's actually two plastic bags. You put all the ingredients in one plastic bag, and then you put that bag in another bag that's filled with ice. And you can shake it and make ice cream. And she actually tried this out at home.
Okay.
And she said it made the ice cream, but she used skim milk instead of cream or instead of like whole milk or something, something with, you know, some nice fat in it.
Right. Yeah, because ice cream is good for you as far as I'm concerned.
No, well, ice cream.
Food group. Hot dogs, potato chips, beer, and ice cream.
Really?
I consider it a food group.
Well, it's Parenting Magazine, if you're curious about it. You can go online, you go to our website and check out her blog about it to find out how you can literally make ice cream in a bag. And then you can, like, take things to customize your ice cream. So if you're in the mood for, you know, like, if especially pregnant women, like, if you just have random cravings
and
for
ladies
stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just crossed the Rubicon into a 3-minute speech.
It's a good
thing. I saw the look happen. The shoulders came unshrugged. Now that I'm talking about being a mom, whatever you're doing, stop. Because I got a lot
and
to say.
This is for husbands, too.
We got to keep it to within about 10 more seconds.
Significant others. Because you have to go
the
grocery trips to try to satisfy those cravings. If you have it all on hand, and then you can customize what kind of ice cream you can make for your expected mother, the mother of your child. Saves everyone time.
Because, guys,
and
I know you're not.
It helps the planet, too, because you're not using your car.
Nah, I know you're not doing anything like going to your jobs or mowing the lawn, just waiting around for that moment.
Don't forget to go to our free stuff, too. And the free stuff that we gave away at My Fix It Up Life is a playset, and we just finished staining it, and it's gorgeous.
We used the Olympic deck stain. Customer service enforcer Matthias did most of the staining, if not all of it. I don't think I touched a paintbrush. He did it all.
You're allergic to paintbrushes, I think.
Paint
you can't
is super
even
important.
Say a word. You're just
I painted so many things after remodeling. I need a little bit of a break.
I
from
like
the paint.
Painting.
You can have it.
I
all.
Find it to be meditative. It's relaxing. It just sort of like. Like, makes me calm to paint.
If all I did was the painting, then
you
maybe.
Can't. You move too fast to paint.
I'm a good painter. But anyway, we use the Olympic deck stain.
You can't even sit still while we're doing our radio show.
And the rainwater is literally beating up. It's a great color.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it really.
Congratulations to Matthias for finishing that.
Yes. And we have other cool free stuff we're giving away right now. You can enter to win that Troy built
pony lawn tractor.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1,000 prize, by the way.
$1,000 worth of happy yarding.
Get one in my yard. I want
yarding.
Yardening. I bet someone has invented that word before.
It's really?
I feel like I've heard it.
Yardening. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like yodeling. Yardening.
Well, next week.
Yeah, we're bringing you interviews we did from the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. We talked with HGTV's Monica Peterson, who surprised the HGTV Dream Home winner in her hometown. And also talked about some really cool new products from Formica.
We did. We also chatted with Charles and Hudson's Timothy Dahl about his new venture, which you can learn about when you tune in next week to My Fix It Up Life.
Another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is how I fix it up.
best friend aging gracefully. It might be lifelong love filled guarantee tonight. So glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. Into my fix it up life. Into my fix it up life. My crazy fix it up life. This is our fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.